Yo, what is going on, podcast? Hope the audio is okay on this file. Hopefully we'll have updated the production value. I've switched to a new mic for those of y'all interested in my tech geeks out there, kind of like me. Switched to the Snowball Ice. It's like a microphone. Hoping that the quality is better than the previous podcast. But yeah, here we go. Today, talking about, I posted a video where, as I told you guys before, I want the podcast to really be the core of this podcast is answering questions that I've got off of the vlog and the videos that have been posted on my Luke Life Charms channel. For example, today will be the first one that I'm actually answering using this new mic. This question comes from Lit Puff Bottom Baby. Nice name, man. But he's just, this was a how to become a professional basketball player, and this question was asked by him saying, "Hey bro, what if my school didn't record us for games? Would a workout video work? Should I go to camps? What could I do?" Well, first of all, if you're trying to, I'm not sure if you're trying to get into college or you're trying to become a pro athlete, but the process is kind of very similar. Video is very important. I think video is one of the most important things, because when you come to a team, if the team is interested in you or coach is interested in you, they don't really want to know your name, age, height, all that kind of stuff is nice. They want to see how do you play. So what you're going to definitely need is you're definitely going to need some kind of video. Now, if your school doesn't record it, for example, I've been on teams where they didn't record the games. What I did is I actually went out, invested in a camera recorder. Like I say, I mean, your phone worked, not the best quality, but if you have nothing else, I mean, you can get camera recorders pretty cheap nowadays. Definitely get a camera recorder, and you have to have some kind of video. It's really important, unless you have someone who is a highly respected agent who can get you into a tryout just directly. And you said, would a workout video work? Not really. I mean, you could post. I mean, they're more concerned about what the stats would be, like what's your maximum bench press, what's your vertical jump, and maybe they want to see proof of it. But for the most part, they want to see how you play. That's what a team is bringing you there for. They're going to want to, and not even only a highlight video, they're going to want to see, do you run the floor? What happens when you miss a shot? What happens when your teammate falls on the ground? Do you run there to help them up? Those are the things that a coach is going to look at, and that's what an agent is going to look at, who's going to represent you. And on top of that, an agent is going to want to see how you play, so they know how to best describe you and to best what team to promote you to, as a matter of fact. So it's really important. And you also said, should I go to camps? Camps are a tricky thing, but in your case, I think a camp could be very beneficial, because what a camp will do is most camps will film. You know, and like I say, if they don't film, all you got to do is get a camera recorder. You can borrow someone's camera recorder and try to film the camp, because you got to have footage of you playing. Of course, it's better if you're playing against quality competition, not just you playing 5-on-5 at the YMCA, of course, but any video is a start. You know, they need to see how you play, how you run. That's super important. There are ways to get around it, but it's really hard, especially if you don't have any film, any recent film. Even film from 2 years ago is not what they want to see. They want to see, hey, how did he play, what, 4 months ago, 5 months ago? How did he run the floor, like I said before? So if I were you, my best advice for you to do is, if you can go to camp where they're filming, definitely go there, mainly for the footage. Don't go into the camp thinking you're going to meet an agent, all that kind of stuff. That's nice, but you need footage, man. If you don't have any footage, it's going to be very, very, very difficult. Not impossible, just very difficult. And also, on another note of that, you can show yourself. I mean, of course, you could post videos of you just by yourself shooting three-pointers or something like this, but for the most part, teams, coaches, if I was a coach, I want to see how this kid can play. Like, show me a highlight, that's nice, but they're going to want to see a full game clip, because they want to see how you run the floor, as I said before. So that would be my best bet. Look into camps. Most camps are filming. I mean, this I'm recording this podcast is 2018, July 15th, so right now is the moment. You know, you have up until now, until probably September, when camps are going on, because that's before all the seasons start. But for the most part, you want to be hardcore looking into camps. You want to go to, and for camps, that's what I was going to say, on a note for camps, is you want to go to a camp that is it has some kind of reputation, not a first time camp like this. If you have the choice, you know, if there's not any camps around you, then you have to go to one that's far away. Be careful, because there are a lot of scammers. I've been scammed before going to camps, and I wouldn't want that to happen to you. So just go to a camp that has a reputation. But the main thing, I think, is to contact agents. That's one of the most important things, because because the agents, they know the camps, they know the quality camps, they know the camps that they would go to and that they have their players go to. So that's the kind of camps you want to be going to. As I told you guys, if you watched that video, how to become a basketball or become a pro athlete, I actually said to go to eurobasket.com. You have an agents tab, you click on the agents tab, you scroll down, and when you scroll down, you can see the list of agencies. And let's say you really want to play in South America, which is okay, but Europe, of course, is like the powerhouse. But if you want to go to South America, you look at agents that are having players that are American playing in South America. So you, if I were someone new, I would literally, because someone sent me an email the other day saying, hey, I emailed three agencies, I didn't hear back from them, what should I do? Well, if you're going to only email three agencies, you're not really serious about it, I don't think. You need to be emailing at least 15 to 20 at a minimum. I want to say when I personally, my personal story, when I graduated college, I graduated first team All-American, player of the year, all that kind of stuff. So I felt like those are pretty good accolades. And I emailed 25. I think it might have been even more, but I want to say I emailed just about every single agent that had players playing over in Europe. I emailed every single one. You want to keep your email short, one paragraph with a little bio under it and at least two or three links linking them to a YouTube video of either a highlight of you or full gameplay. If I were you, I would have a highlight. The first one, a highlight. The second one, a full game. Of course, maybe you can't upload the full game to YouTube, but one thing that you can do is you can upload a quarter or 10 minutes of gameplay, of constant gameplay back and forth. You can put game clip part one, and you can upload them in different parts. Be careful with the music that you use as well, because just because of the copyrights, you don't want the video to be flagged or anything. But do that, and if you don't know anyone who has a channel who can make the clip for you, put it on there yourself, start a new Gmail, start a new YouTube channel, and you put it on yourself. That's basically what I did, and I used that link to get my foot in the door being a pro athlete. So that's probably the best advice I can give. Hope that helps, not only to, I can't remember, I don't know what your real name is, but if that little puff, I hope that that helps you and anyone else looking forward to trying. If your school doesn't have game clips or records what you do, definitely record it. You need recordings. And hopefully that'll help you. I wish you the best of luck. And for the rest of you guys who just listen, just to listen, thank you so much. You guys keep me inspired. So thank you. If you have any more questions, always, guys, feel free to send me an email, lukelifecharms@gmail.com. And I'll try to get back to you guys as much as I can. And on that note, still haven't thought of an ending to end the podcast. But so I'm going to end it just saying thank you for listening. Luke signing off.